Landside, I wrote in Aspen 3 months before I joined Fleetwood Mac, along with Rhiannon. And that's where the snow-covered mountains came from. And I was definitely doing a lot of reflecting when I was up there. Lindsay was on the road with the Everly Brothers, and I was very unhappy and lonely, and trying to figure out why he was out with the Everly Brothers and I was in Aspen with $40. And my dog and my Toyota that had frozen the day we got there. And we thought he was going to make, like, lots of money. He didn't. He came back to Aspen, and he was very angry with me and left me, took Jenny, the poodle, and the car, and left me in Aspen. The day that the Greyhound buses went on strike, I had a bus pass because my dad was president of Greyhound. I had a bus pass. I could go anywhere, right? I said, fine, take the car and the dog. I have a bus pass. I had a strep throat also. He drove away. I walk in on the radio. It says, Greyhound buses on strike all over the United States. I'm going, oh, no, I'm stuck. So in order to get out of Colorado, I had to call my parents, and they unwillingly sent me a plane ticket because they didn't understand what I was doing up there in the first place. So I followed him back to Los Angeles. That was like October. It was all around Halloween. 2 months later, Fleetwood Mac called on New Year's Eve.